that sound pessimistic? I'm trying to challenge us to go out and tell the people that we know and have influence over and can persuade, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The invitation is universal. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. And what is it that Jesus is inviting us to receive? You know, there are some people that want to tell us what the church ought to be involved in, and especially the politicians. They like to tell us what the expectations are of the church. And the modern expectation of the church is we all have soup kitchens. There are a lot of homeless people around Akron, a lot of homeless people in Indianapolis. And you ought to be, as Christians, you ought to be having soup kitchens and food pantries and passing out food to take care of the homeless. What verse was that that Jesus did that? And they said, well, you need to be building hospitals. Like in Akron, like in Indianapolis, you have Methodist Hospital and St. Vincent's and St. Francis Hospital. And Louisville has Baptist Hospital. You need to be building hospitals around to take care of those who are sick. Which hospital did Jesus build? Or maybe you need to be providing counseling services for those who are trying to get over the loss of a mate. Or maybe those that are going through divorce or having marital problems, conflicts in their marriage, that you maybe can help save that marriage. Or maybe you ought to be in having recovery after divorce or things of that nature. They might say that you ought to be building places to take care for orphan children or forsaken children. Or they might be saying you need to be building schools. Like many of the denominations around our areas have a preschool. They have a through kindergarten, and finally it gets up into junior high. And some of them will go all the way to the 12th grade because they're providing Christian education. And that's what we ought to be doing, they say. And then that when there are race riots that are going on, your pastors ought to be out front leading the race riot for equity for all of the people of America, and especially now for the immigrants that are here illegally in our society. For justice for all, we ought to be leading those riots that are there. And some would say, whatever the politician's favorite thing is, you need to be getting out in the street and marching. Maybe it's about the Second Amendment. Whatever that they think is the politically important things of the day. But that's not what Jesus did. What Jesus did, he didn't try to relieve the physical suffering of humanity just for the sake of healing those who were sick. Those things were done as proofs of who he is. Many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of the disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing you might have life in his name. And now we see what Jesus is going to provide. He's going to provide rest for those that are laboring under the burden of sin. He's going to give relief for those who are suffering under the guilt of sin. He's going to provide eternal life, salvation. That's what Jesus is here for. And you see it exemplified in these texts. Saul of Tarsus, the one that held the garments of those who stoned Stephen, comes to the end of his life. And he said, I have fought a good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. I hope that makes God happy. I've got my fingers crossed. Doesn't read like it, does it? Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. You ought to feel that assurance of your salvation, which the Lord shall give to me, and not to me only, but for all those who have been faithful to him. Here was the one that when he heard about Jesus wouldn't eat a bite or drink a drop for 3 days. And he says to the Philippians that we can have the peace that passes all understanding. That's what he found in the gospel of Jesus. This inner peace that he could pillow his head at night knowing all is well between me and my God. That's what Jesus is offering to us. And if you want salvation in order to escape the damnation of hell in punishment of the sins that we all have committed, Jesus now offers to us, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This rest that is called salvation is conditional. And so what is it that I must do in order to receive it? Jesus said that he would draw men to him. And in the 6th chapter of John's gospel, he explains how that's going to occur in verse 44. "No man comes to me." You know what it says? "Come unto me, all ye that labor." "No man comes to me except the Father which has sent me draw him unto me." And so he tells the how that's going to happen. "They shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and learned of the Father comes unto me." The way you're going to have to be drawn to Christ is the way everybody else has been drawn to Christ.